Welcome everyone to the Take Action team call. My name is Sarah Maxwell and I'm interviewing from beautiful Queensland, Australia, where we are just slipping into winter. And for all of you that aren't from Australia, you'll not think it's a winter, but that's a whole other story. I am officially a Canaussie, which is a Canadian Australian, if you're wondering about my accent. And I really want to welcome all the other global citizens listening from around the world today. Don't you just love that the international flavor of this community? It's truly something marvelous. I love knowing that there's people from Asia, from Europe, from North America, from everywhere around the world, from South America, just listening in. It's really exciting. So look, I asked Warren, I said, could I introduce today's guest to the Take Action Team community? Because he is a world-class athlete and performer, and he's at his highest level, but the values he represents deserve to be heard and shared globally. And of course, Warren said, yes. You know, I just shared that little bit about who this person is, our guest today, and he was like, yeah, we have to have him on. So, you know, if Prince Harry can recognize him in his closing speech of the last Invictus Games by saying, I know by your nature you all want to win, but these games are so much more than that. Invictus is so much more than that. What could explain the remarkable sportsmanship of Mark Urquhart in sacrificing gold on the track to push Steve Simmons into first place? Just imagine yourself sitting there enjoying your closing ceremonies as an athlete and having Prince Harry recognize you. And we were just sharing before the call started a little bit about this, and you know, the shivers started and we both just got a little bit, we took ourselves back to that moment. But surely if Prince Harry can recognize this, then we all need to know about this amazing and outstanding human in our midst. So welcome, Mark. Thank you so much for being on the call. I know you're in training for the Invictus Trials, so thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. You sure it's not an Oz can? Not going on.
I know. Why does the can go first, right? It's been asked before. As long as you can understand my accent, Mark, then let's hope we can go okay here.
Spend a little bit of time in Canada.
Okay, good. So my accent is a little confused. I've been here for 17 years, so let's see what comes out. Look, Mark, we have so much to share. Like, there's so much about you. Your life has just been multifaceted. So are you cool if we just get stuck right into it?
Absolutely. I'll talk about anything and everything. I'm not shy.
Love that about you. Awesome. That's what drew me to you initially. When Mark and I met for the first time, it was funny. We were sort of at this little function and there was lots of people around, and instantly myself, my partner and my little daughter, we just kind of gravitated towards you. And maybe it was that, you know, the fact that you're just so open and just a good person. So Prince Harry highlighted an act of pure valor, you know, that you demonstrated on the track. And I just thought, before we get into how Isagenics came into your life, can you take us back to that moment or that race and how you decided in that moment to help someone win their gold medal over your own?
You might get me to cry. That's an amazing story. Like Steve Simmons, the way it all actually happened was we'd done the 100-meter race, which I had won the gold in already. It was 38 degrees in Orlando that day with the humidity was horrendous. So all the other athletes had dropped out. And Steve, I'd overheard talking to his wife saying that all he wanted to do was win her a gold medal, and the fact that he said that was not why I did what I did. It was the reason why he wanted to win a gold, and that was because he was in the U.S. Navy, and he had gone across to the Japanese nuclear reactor meltdown, and he had gone in to help people, and he contracted radiation poisoning from that. So basically, you know, he could live 1 year, he could live 10 years, I don't know.
Wow.
But like when we did the race and we were going along and he was way, way behind and we'd done two laps. We still had another 1.5 laps to go. And pretty much I stopped at the end of the third lap for him to catch up, to come up for the last straight. And he said, let's just go across together. And I said, yeah, mate, no worries. Let's do that. And when you're in a race like that, they always do the -1 rule, which is where if there's not enough athletes, then they take one medal away. So because there was only the two of us, there was only ever going to be that one gold medal awarded for that race.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were going up the straight and, he went to grab hold of me and I grabbed hold of the back of his wheelchair and it was, the crowd were going wild and he thought we were going to go across hand in hand, but I just grabbed his chair and pushed him in front of me. So gave him the gold medal. Wow. And then he was so fatigued, his muscles, he couldn't push, he couldn't breathe. And we're up the other end of the track and his wife was down the other end. So basically I pushed him all the way around the rest of the track to his wife.
Maybe I shouldn't ask the crying one right at the beginning, huh?
Get me all teary.
I would love to be able to, while you're describing that, be able to play that, visually. But you brought me there. I was imagining you two side by side. And I think that these are moments where we either see them, someone plays a video of this and we don't know the people, but we just think, what must it be like to be them? And here we are with you. And so I guess if you could you describe what the Invictus Games are all about and what qualified you for them? Because some people actually don't know a lot about the games. So could you just describe that?
Well, the Invictus Games is all for military. Prince Harry started the whole idea because he has suffered with depression his whole life. And that's something that most people don't, starting to realize now that it's opening up. But yeah, he's suffered ever since his mother died. And certainly going through his military career, he was saw a lot of stuff that the average person doesn't see. And he was in the front line and he was in dangerous things. And he's a veteran of his own right. And he just thought that if he's like that, then probably most of the military personnel are like that. Whether you serve overseas or not, you still have signed that dotted line and given your life to your country. So everybody that serves deserves that respect. And he decided that he wanted to, he went across to the American Warrior Games and he thought he could do that and do it better. So he put his hand and heart where he could, and he now helps veterans, whether they suffer from a visible disability, whether that's an amputation, which there's more and more of within the military nowadays, or simply, I don't say it lightly, but post-traumatic stress disorder, which is not visible. So we all compete, all in different categories, but I guess the spirit of the Invictus Games is that we were all family. We're all family, the odd nations that serve in this Western world. And when the crunch time comes, we certainly do all join together. We're still in armed forces, even though we're not in the military anymore. And we've still
absolutely
for each other.
So what qualifies you, Mark, how do you qualify into the Invictus Games? So you were in the military and you were injured?
For me, I didn't serve overseas in Afghanistan or anything, but I was a paratrooper with the 3rd Battalion in the Australian Army. So I had two parachute accidents. First one being what they call a hang-up, where the man in front of me, his static line wrapped around my neck and I was hanging on the outside of the aircraft. where, which wasn't fun, I can assure you, with a rope around my neck. And I got out of that, and all my face and everything was all ripped up, and so I hit the ground and straight to the ambulance and had a few months off work basically. And I had gone to my company sergeant major and said I didn't want to jump anymore. But I decided one more jump. I wanted to get back on the horse and one more.
That's okay. Some
jump and my phone's going off here.
Okay.
And so yeah, as I jumped out of the aircraft, I flipped upside down and my legs caught up in the parachute, and the parachute wrapped around me. We had jumped from 1,500 feet that day, so under normal canopy, you would be traveling somewhere under 25 kilometers an hour, but I was probably going like double or triple that when I hit the ground.
Oh.
I guess I landed on a piece of dirt and damaged all my left-hand side up, so ankle, knee, hip, and back. And from that, I rehabbed for the next 2 years in the military, but eventually was medically discharged. So
right.
That was the end of 6 years in the military. So that's why I qualify.
And now, and what do you call, what's your classification? How do you, because I know that's something in the Paralympics as well, that your classification, like you have a grading or whatever. What's yours?
Well, it's a little bit hard because I'm actually the only person in the world like me.
Okay. Tell us.
I'm an incomplete paraplegic. And recently in July last year, I had both my legs amputated because of a lot of problems with blood circulation in the legs. And when I went in the wheelchair in 2008, I promised my then about 12 years old, my daughter, that I would walk her down the aisle one day when she got married.
Mm.
I had no idea right then what I was actually saying or how I was ever going to do it, but I promised her I would walk. I fought, and I have never given up. And so last July, I had my legs amputated, and I have a type of surgery called osseointegration, where what they do is draw the femur out and put a rod up inside the femur. It's a bit like Terminator legs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's hard to show on here, but I bolt my legs on with an Allen key, and I can swap and change my legs like you swap and change your shoes. And so I now am up walking.
Wow.
70-80% of the time. And certainly my daughter's not married yet.
I was going to say, she's not married yet, but are you going to be able to walk yourself down the aisle for what's coming up for you wedding wise?
Yes, I'm getting married on the 25th of June this year to a lovely lady. But I did meet my daughter at her military march out. She joined the army as a medic.
Did she?
And yes, she did. And she had not seen me walking. She was crying again. And so I went to her march out and I walked into her arms. I'll get you crying now.
Yeah. It's the things that we take for granted, actually, you know, like that, like seeing somebody from this level to eye level, to be able to hug someone, to, yeah, those things. I think that's some of why I wanted to bring you and introduce you to the community, because it's really important that we all maybe have gratitude for what we've got and also appreciate someone like you who's fought so hard to have that moment. And the fact that you're getting married in 25 days,
yep.
Like this call will be recorded, so people will listen to this, you know, years later. So I just would like to qualify that a little bit, that you're about to get married. And look, even visually, we can't see the legs. So that's actually quite good that you described that to us all, because there's this, the whole history of your body, and your body actually is part of the story of how isogenics came into your life. Very interesting, actually. I was just telling my partner, oh, there you go. Here we go. Wow. If you're listening on Podomatic right now, you have to come on visually. Wow. That's a good looking leg.
It is a sexy leg.
Arnie's got nothing on you, Terminator. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's awesome. Wow. That was really cool. Yeah. So it's worth getting on the not the Facebook page, the website, takeactiontoday.com. And just, no, sir, I'm saying the wrong name now. Take Action Team, I think. TakeActionTeam.com, because you can see the visual of this interview, because Mark just showed his leg, as you do, pulled it up onto the screen. I didn't know if we could see it, so thank you for doing that. But Mark, explain to people how isogenics came into your life, because that's the connection to this community and how we come in to be on this call. So how did you hear about isogenics, and were you a fan right away?
No, I wasn't a fan right away. What had happened was I was heading towards Sydney to swim for the World Masters with my team in Bundaberg. And I, because of all of my injuries, I actually had a big stomach surgery, which rendered my bowel and stomach not to have peristalsis motion. So I literally cannot push solid food through me. And if I eat, then I have to follow it through with a lot of laxatives. So it always will be a really big issue for me. I literally only just finished 90 days of doing my own juices. So I lived 90 days on just juice, and I was a little bit insane and still doing juice. And I went to the swimming pool one day, and there's a lady there that I had not seen for probably 2 years maybe. And the last time I saw her, she was a really, really, really big lady. And I actually did not even recognize her when she came up to me. And she said hello. I'm like, holy cow, what happened to you? And she shared her isogenics with me. I'm like, yeah, I don't do shakes. Thanks anyway.
Says the guy who does juicing only.
Yeah, right. So she gave me a bunch of Replenish and e-shots. And the very next day, actually, I was heading down to Sydney. So I drove all the way to Sydney using just my green juice, my e-shots, and my Replenish. And I drove there non-stop, except to fill up with fuel. Had my swim sessions. I think I did every race from 100 to 1500 meter races. And medaled in those and got in the car and drove home.
How long's the drive for people around the world?
From Bundaberg to Sydney was a 17-hour drive.
Yeah, just so people know, he's not saying the two-hour drive. He went 17 hours there, did the comp, and 17 hours back. Okay, on e-shots, replenish, and his green juice.
Yes. And then I went back to this lady and said, what the hell is that? As an Australian athlete, is stuff even legal for me to take? Because I had so much energy, it was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Still getting there home, I was still bouncing around. It was really bizarre. And
So then what'd you do?
From there, I said to her, can I try the rest of the products? And that was when I went on to my very first 30-day pack.
And what happened? What were your results after 30 days?
I had lost another 14 kilos, which was
in 30 days.
Because wow. I stuck to it strictly, mind you. And my meals were my green juices. So
yeah, let's just tell people that actually. So the meals that Mark was having because of his stomach issues, he had his green juices, and then he was having his shakes for his other meals. And then, so 14 kilos is about more than 30 pounds. Okay. So just you get into perspective that this is an amazing result in a short amount of time. And what else were you feeling?
So I had, I don't know if you want me to go into all this, but I had not slept properly since I was 10 years old. I literally just did not sleep, and I still don't really sleep well, but that's for other reasons. But I had a very violent, horrible father who was a drunk, beat us, and it was just a horrible childhood. So I did not sleep very well. If I had a noise at night, I would jump up, startled, whatever. And so I had not slept. And mind you, back then I was 42 years old, so I hadn't slept for 20-odd years, over 30 years, a full night's sleep. So I went to bed, I think it was about day 14 on the 30 days, and I had done one of my normal triathlon training sessions, which still didn't tire me out. And I went to bed at 9 o'clock, as I normally do, and because I normally get up around about 4 or 5, and but I didn't wake up till 9 o'clock, so I slept for 12 hours for the first time in 30 something years, and I just couldn't believe it.
So what's the impact of sleeping for someone who literally probably has PTSD, you know, since they were 10 years old from this violent upbringing? What's the impact of sleeping through the night for someone like you?
My life, it changed my life. You know, to be able to sleep, a full night's sleep, was just, it actually brought me to tears, because I'm like, that's when I realized how bad I had been for so many years. When you're going through it, you go, you just do your day thing and you do what you do. But
yeah.
Then there's all of a sudden there's a light bulb moment, and that was a light bulb moment for me of how good this product was. And I actually rang one of my friends. I said, I can't believe this stuff. It's crazy how good I feel on it. My whole body feels energized, even though I've done the juices for so long, 90 days, and I was pretty much totally detoxed. But, huge difference, even above.
Well, your story is actually deeper than, you know, if people are really listening to this, I hope you're hearing, firstly, a contrast between a juicer, because there's a lot of people that say that, oh, I'll just do a juice fast. You know, there's a lot of people out there. So we've got this little contrast between a juice fast and the impact of putting the minerals and the protein and the quality of the 30-day isogenic system, and then being able to hear the impact that it's had on your life, because we just never know what's going on for people. And I think that we all experience, you know, when we're talking to someone, perhaps they're just so used to the way it's been that they can't even hear what we're trying to say. But what this woman did, you know, this, your friend from the pool, was just by meeting you where you were at, and then you were open. I mean, look, you were the guy saying, I don't do shakes. You hadn't slept a day, or you hadn't slept through the night since you were 10. So this is where the gap lies, that people really just can't even hear what you're trying to say. So thank you for sharing those results, because so that's like changed your life. Now, performance wise, do you use the performance elements of the system, and how have they helped your performance?
Oh, definitely. Any product that Isogenics bring out, I always use and try. The amped range. The very first time I used it was in Canada, actually.
Yeah.
I was in Calgary, and I was at the gym there that I go to each day, and working out my normal bike session, where I sit on that. My bike is the hand grinder; it's not feet. So I was doing like crazy amounts of time. All the gym instructors would walk by, you know, 5-6 hours later, like, oh my God, are you still on that thing? Oh my God, how are you doing that? But the very first time I used it, I did 8 hours on the hand grinder.
In a row,
yeah. I used the product, and all of my levels went skyrocketed. My my speed skyrocketed. My consistency of speed skyrocketed of doing like 30 kilometers an hour for instead of, this is just random numbers here, but instead of 1 hour, I could do it for 3 hours. And it's still be able to, it works so well with inside my body.
Yeah.
I actually rang my partner in Australia. I said, the stuff is incredible. It works. Whatever they put in, it's not even got that much ingredients in the amber range, but it's just the quality of the stuff that they use inside the amber product is, for me, and I have used a lot of products from the average health shop with the creatines and all of those types of things, but wherever they get theirs from, because it works.
I think it's also about nature. It's all from nature, but it's nature's dosage as well. And I think that when you have the science team and the formulations behind them, well, look, the proof is in your experience. And I suppose that's the message to all athletes as well. It's, you know, as, and I know that there's some of the products that aren't really suited for you. You know, you said to me, oh, me and Knox, we're not really friends, you know. It's like, and that's what you have to do. You test them out and what works for you. So, I know you mentioned that you love the Recover and you love the power. And so, I mean, I think for athletes, elite athletes, it's really about trialing them, in your training and what works, you know, different, whether you're a power athlete, endurance athlete, a bit of both. And sometimes it's just your body. So that's really cool, Mark, that you describe that experience. I can't even imagine doing that for 8 hours, but that's a whole other story. So a question that I have for you is, could you imagine, just try to compare your life, if you had 5 years ago never been introduced to isogenics, so you'd still not be sleeping, you wouldn't be doing the 8 hours, what would your life be like and what would your performance be like if you'd never tried isogenics?
Well, that's a big question. I think because of my stomach and bowel, I would still be stuck in the same daily routine of mind. I'm trying to think of a plot to say this. My mind plays tricks on me because I'm a chef by trade, right?
Mm.
So for me to have the doctor say, you can't eat anymore and do juice, I cannot do juice for the rest of my life. So I was eating and it would cause me immense pain to eat food, and then I literally would not be able to do my, I would, if I ate, I'd have to have 2 days off training because I would just be in so much pain from the food and everything going through me. So to have the isogenics products, that quality that they use, whatever, it works with my body and it has helped me get through every single day since I started it. And yeah, so I wouldn't be where I am today without isogenics. I certainly wouldn't have achieved being a 2014 world champion in triathlons. Mm. I wouldn't have achieved 2 silver and 2 bronze at the 2014 Olympics or Paralympic Invictus Games.
Yeah. I know, that's good. Yeah, right. Put it out there. We'd like that.
Nor would I have got 3 gold at Invictus last year. And you know what? I would not have got through my surgery like I did. Because when I had my legs cut off last year, that's a whole other story, but I would go in there, like I'd be in hospital, I would not eat there, I didn't eat their food at all. They'd bring breakfast, lunch, dinner. I don't want your food, I have my own nutrition. You can't have that, you need our food. Sorry, I don't need your food, it's not that good, I have better quality product. And every day I drank my shakes. they told me I'd never walk again.
Yeah.
And here I am, not within, even when I left the rehab hospital in Sydney, I had the rehab specialist say to me, stood at the end of my bed and said, I don't know what I'm going to do now. I have to go away and rewrite my entire rehab program because you just proved everything wrong. Don't know how you did that, but now I have to go and work. Thanks. And then I showed him my isogenics. And I said even to the surgeon that cut my legs off, Munjid Amadeiros, you know, and we're good friends now. And I showed him, I said, get the patients onto this because this is what made me recover so quick.
But it's important people hear that message because Mark's not saying that isogenics has treated anything medically because there's lots of things going on for Mark medically. And he's really aware of that, but the distinctions that he's making is his ability to recover, his ability to perform, and with the best nutrition on the planet running through his body, he's able to cope with the medical stuff that he has to go through. And so thanks, Mark, for that, because I think that we, you know, most of us can't even imagine what you go through on a daily basis, but to know that your friend had the courage to share with you is pretty special. And do you share with other people now because of that? Like, obviously you said you shared it with the surgeon. Do you share it with other people as well?
Oh, certainly. When I first started, I started on the 30-day packs over and over and over again.
Yeah.
I always think of the girl that shared it with me. I'm not a salesman. I'm certainly not that. I take the product. I use the product. People notice that I use the product, and at first they would ask me, and then I would tell. I was never one to try and sell anything to anyone.
Yeah,
didn't want to be one of those, you know, snake oil bloody stuff. Eventually, you know, now I do with my partner Vicky, and I both run the business side of things now. It took me a little while to decide, but you know, because it works so well in recovering my body,
yes, and
I have so much more wrong with me than what we've even talked about. I mean, after my legs off, I had a stroke because I found I had a hole in my heart. Then the fat embolism went up in my brain. I had a stroke and still was not. I said to Vicky, don't give me anything but isogenics because that's only going to help my body recover as quick as it can. It's just an amazing product that has got me through. So we've decided that that's what we do now. We run the business side. More of that, Vicky is the signing up of,
yeah,
of people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm absolutely happy to share the product with, yep, whoever and anybody that comes in my
It's life. Funny that block about sales, like, I'm not a seller, I can't sell the snake oil. I mean, gosh, a penny for every time. Well, I thought that for myself and heard it from other people. And isn't it amazing how you can just live your life authentically and fully? And when other people, because I truly believe that people are looking for what we have to offer. So if someone's looking and you kind of just basically let go of that story about selling snake oil, it happens. So you don't even have to go out and sell as much as you have to just let go of the fear of what people are going to think you're doing, which sounds a little bit like you have that. And then you have Vicky who's willing to, you know, organize it all. And, yeah, and I know that you get to pay for your products every month, which is massive because you take a lot of them.
I use probably more than the average Joe Blow.
Perfect.
So, yeah, we do use a lot. And because there's myself, there's Vicky, does her breakfast and lunch or breakfast dinner. Then we have our kids on it as well. You know, I've Vicky's son have shakes every morning, and they love them. Right? They think they don't even ask for toast or cereal or anything. That even if we gave them, they don't really eat those anyway. So they'd rather a shake. Certainly, my son, who has come to live with me since December. When he came to me, I had not had him for 12 years. So he's 12 years old, but he'd been with his mother the whole time. So he's 12 and he weighed 82 kilos. And he's a very, very big boy. And now he's down to 74 kilos. He has a shape.
Yeah, wow.
And he's learning to eat proper nutrition. And at first he was like, yeah, I don't like shakes. And now he's like, he does. Because we all do.
Like his dad. He had the same story initially. Yep. So, Mark, that was really important because there's all these side stories. You know, we're focusing on you today, and yet there's all these people that you're surrounded by and that you love who are being impacted as well. And in light of that, what has the community of Isagenics meant in your life?
Met you.
We didn't plan that answer.
Lovely partner. we have so much support from Isagenics, and at first I don't know what they thought, but initially I didn't get on as an ISA athlete, but now they've made me an Isagenics athlete and get recognition through Isagenics, and it's great. I love the whole community. I love the positiveness of everybody that's involved, and just the majority of people are just fantastic people that are trying to get their own health and each other's as well. It's a big family.
Beautiful. I love it. And as my last, our final, question or final statement from you, if someone wants to help a para athlete, meaning it could be a family member, it could be someone they know, what do you say to a fellow para athlete that would let them know that it's not snake oil? Like, what do you say to someone to actually explain what it's done?
Yeah, I think, just first of all, especially if they're in wheelchairs, I think this is probably the best product on the market for people in wheelchairs, because we sit all the time. I don't sit all the time now, but I used to. But because we're sitting all the time, you can imagine everything is squashed up. So your bowel, your stomach, all goes up. Eventually, it's pushed up underneath your rib cage, and your body cannot work like it's supposed to work. And if you're stuffing that full of food, and it just makes your body very tired and very, it just doesn't work properly. And with the Isagenics, it just helps with cleaning your system out, starts to make them feel better. Because it doesn't matter what disability they are, I don't call them disabilities now, I'm a person with a different ability.
That's good.
Regardless of that, you don't want to be in a wheelchair. You don't want to be with a disability. So it affects you mentally. I don't care what anybody says. It affects you mentally, whatever injury you have. And to find something that just helps clean your system out, clean the toxins out, which then lets your brain start to work like it's supposed to, then, your whole body starts working better. And, start feeling better physically and then certainly mentally. Once you've got through all that bit, then mentally starts really kicking in and life becomes, bearable. Wow.
Well, thank you for that. That was a slightly self-serving question, because one of Nat, my partner's good friends, oldest friends, is cleansing for the first time. And she's a paraplegic with two kids in a chair. And I just thought there must be some specific things that you could speak to, and you've done that beautifully. So thank you. And she went to the Commonwealth Games, and she probably wouldn't, you know, she might, she's hilarious. She's going to laugh when she hears this call, but she might not even consider herself an athlete anymore. But all those things you just spoke about are so much deeper and bigger. It's about who we are. That's so much more than that. So I just want to thank you as who you are as a performer, who you are as what you represented at the Invictus Games, but mostly who you are as a person. And you're in our community. And I just know that not enough people know about your story, and you're just out there doing something really special. So Mark, thank you for taking time out of the trials. I know it's a busy time. You have lots of physio with the new legs. So thank you so much. Really appreciate you.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Happy to talk to anybody anytime.
Yeah, beautiful. And look, anyone that wants to get this recording or send it to someone, there's a couple different ways now. As we've spoken about, this is now gone visual, which means that, you know, had to put on a bit of makeup. Mark put on his makeup today. He rubbed his head. And for those of you, so you can go to takeactionteam.com for the Zoom visual of the interview. And it's under featured podcasts and videos. So you just click on that link and you can there see the interviews live, you know, visually, as well as the Podomatic links. And then for those of you who just, this is how I listen, to be honest, is I listen on my phone in the car. And you can get the Podomatic app and then follow the Take Action team. And you can get the weekly calls that way. And so for me, that's a real resource. And so I really invite you to choose one of those options. And you can always share that really easily with someone that you care about or someone that you think about as you're listening. So again, thank you, everyone. Thank you, Mark. What a great way to spend a Wednesday to do it with you.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. Take care, everyone. See you, Mark.